Okay, Erev Tov, we're here. Kilat Shiftei Yisrael, Beit Midrash, studying a new series, and the series is Staka in Age of Inequality. What is our obligation today? How much to give, and to whom should we give? Now we're going to start off part one with how much to give. And it's not so clear, in fact, how much staka you're supposed to give. I'm sure if I would ask you, what percentage do you need to give of your salary? What would you say? What's the number that comes to mind? 10%, Maaser Ksafim. But we'll see, actually, it's a little more complicated, because how do you determine this 10%? 10% of what? That's the fundamental question. So we have to see, well, you know, is it 10% after I go to the Bahamas for 4 weeks? Is it 10% after I pay for, you know, gas in my car? Is it 10%? Is it 10% of my salary before I take taxes, right? Or after I pay municipal taxes? I mean, how do we determine this? So that's question number one. The general question that I want to get to by the fourth part of the series, it's a four-part series, is has our obligation in staqat changed? We live in a world in which there is, unfortunately, a lot of income inequality, social inequality, racial inequality. You know, the world was always this way. It was always this way, correct? Perhaps we're a little more sensitized to it today because we live in a global community in which we're aware of what happens around the world. Nachon. But we also, so in some ways, we're more connected and more aware of what happens around the world than ever before. One can make the case also that we have more means at our disposal. The average person today has a lot more money and is a lot wealthier than an average person might have been in the past. And so we have more capacity to give. And so the fundamental question that is raised is, what is our responsibility to give in terms of tzedakah beyond... Yeah. What is our obligation to the world at large? You know, okay, so you give to a chas v'shalom, there's a poor person in Ranana in your environment, maybe Yerushalayim, you send some money to Israel, out of Jewish community abroad. What is our obligation to people who are dying in, in Somalia, or people in Ethiopia, or in India, or what is our obligation to these people? We have such high quality of life. Perhaps I need to, if I'm worth, a few million bucks, I need to give up all my money except for my basic needs. Make sure my basic needs are met. But, you know, give a vast amount of tzedakah. You know, how much beyond my your standard 10% do you have to give? Okay, so we're going to start with the most basic question of how much does a person need to give? And we're going to see that the question is actually... rather complicated.
You have to give all the money from the tzedakah box?
Yeah. Okay, so there you go. That's the question. So come sit. Come sit, David. So first of all, the Torah itself says that we have to give patoch tiftachet yadacha la'achicha laniyachol ladionecha ba'artzecha. You have to give money. Open up your hand and give to the poor person who, you know, your family member or someone who's close to you. This is the Torah itself does not identify a specific amount. That's what it says in Sefer Dvarim. Now let's read how the Rambam formulates this mitzvah in Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, Perek Zayin of Hilchot Matnot Aniyim. We're already on the second page here, and the Rambam says as follows. You need to give to a poor person based on their needs. Okay?
Take a guy comes and he says,
based on their needs.
For food or electricity, they need
to give. Im haita yada notein maseget. On condition, of course, that the person, the giver, has the capacity to give. Shine'emar patoch tiftach et yadacha lo. As it says, you should open up your hand to him. V'ne'emar, it also says, V'hechazakta bo ger v'tosha v'chai imach, V'ne'emar v'chai achich imach. The Rambam brings three psukim to teach you that you need to make sure that a person who is very poor doesn't fall beneath the cracks, and that he could sustain, you're meant to sustain him, and make sure that he has all of his needs met. Halachabet, v'chol haro e'ani mevakesh, v'ali me'nav mimenu, whoever sees a poor person asking and he looks the other way, just looks the other way. You violate a negative commandment. So there's a positive commandment and a negative commandment. You may not clench your fist. You may not close your heart to your neighbor who is poor. According to what an ani is missing, that's what you need to give him. Now we're going to read in this halacha something that is, it's really shocking and hard to believe because, and I'll go for so far to say impossible to fulfill. Im eino ksut mechasim oto. If he doesn't have clothing, you give him clothing. Im eino klei bayit konino. He doesn't have utensils for his home, you give him utensils for his home. Im eino isha masin oto. If he doesn't have a wife, you help to find him a shiduch. So you see, tzedakah is not just financial, it's also helping someone fulfill their needs. All of their emotional, perhaps physical, mental needs, whatever it is. V'im ha'ita isha masino to l'ish, afilo yadar koshel zeh, ani yadar kova sus, v'eved ratz lefana, v'ani v'yered minachasav, korino sus yadar kova lav. Even if this person was used to having a carriage and a buggy and a horse, take them everywhere. They're used to getting driven around in a really nice Mercedes. That's what you have to give them. Okay, that's considered a chisaron for that person on a subjective level. Yes.
Every day to collect money, we bought a dining room table and fixed up a window for the winter.
Nachon, I remember. Nachon. As it says, the Rambam quotes a pasuk, "Shenamar de'machsoro asher lachso yachsor lo." According to the loss or the needs of this person, you're not supposed to make him rich, but you're supposed to fill his needs. Again, how do you determine what a need is? It sounds like in certain circumstances, a person who is very wealthy, his needs are to be driven around by, you know, by a chauffeur in a Porsche or a Mercedes. Fine. Next halacha halachahe. Bahe ani v'shal de'machzero v'ein yad anotein maseget notein lo kefi hasagat yado. So let's say a person asks, and he says, I need a house to live in. You don't have a house to give him. You don't have enough money to give him a house. You give him according to your ability, but v'kama ad chamishit nechasav. Mitzvah min hamuchar. The highest level mitzvah is to give one-fifth of your possessions. One-fifth. Not more than a fifth. Ve'achad me'asara b'nechasav benoni. The middle level, the average level, is to give 10%. 10% of what you have. Pachot mikan ayin ra'ah. Less than that is considered, you're stingy. You're cheap if you give less than 10%. Ula olam lo yimna atzmo mishlishit ha-shekel b'shana. At the very least, you shouldn't give less than a third of a shekel each year. To be honest, I'm not quite sure the Rambam gets that number. If you give less than that, then it means that you haven't even fulfilled the mitzvah. Interesting also that he says, bishana, in a year, as if the mitzvah is something that needs to be fulfilled within a time frame of a year. Why not a day? Why not a month? Why not a week? Interesting, a year. Afilu ani amin pranez minat tzedakah, chayav litein tzedakah la'acher. Even if you yourself are reliant on others for tzedakah, you need to give tzedakah yourself. That is the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this almost word for word. And although there's one exception, the Rama says, you know when you could give more than 20%? At the end of your life. The end of your life, you want to give it all away? All to tzedakah, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, although it's probably even splitting up, you can give everything that you have. Give the majority, or Warren Buffett, they're giving the majority of what they have. You can do that. But during your life, you cannot give more than 20%. Why do you think you're not allowed to give more than 20%? What's wrong with giving more than
20%? You have to take care of yourself and your family. Ephemod.
You have to take care of yourself.
Well, I'm saying that to counter that, if you're worth a billion, so if you give away, if you give 20%, it's 200 million, you've still got 800 billion. It's like,
it's hard to believe that you're going to end up on the street.
You know what I'm saying? No one's going to come and you'll get credit.
And that's what we're going to, one of the questions we're going to get to at the end of the series is, does the person with $1 billion, should he give $999 million to tzedakah? Because you could live a good life with $1 million in the bank. You invest it, you get another job, you're fine.
Yeah, then kind of got pulled down to what Hashem's allotted you in your life. Right?
So if you're, if you've been allotted $1 billion, but you don't need $1 billion.
That's what Hashem
said. So that's going to be, that's exactly the question that I want to ask, when I want to get to in this series. Now, where is this notion of 20% come from as max? So the Bavli in Masechet Ketuvot tells us about a takana, an edict, an decree that was made in a place called Usha. Okay, Usha was one of the places where the Sanhedrin moved to after the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash. Amar Rabbi Eli, B'Usha. It's in the Galil. No, it's in the Galil. B'Usha itkinu ha-mevazbez al yivazbez yoter mechomesh. If you give away, don't give away more than 20%. Tananami hachi, we also learn in the Brayta, ha-mevazbez al yivazbez yoter mechomesh. Shema yitzarech lebriot. We don't want you to be reliant on others. If you give away too much, you're gonna need other people to sustain you, and that's a problem. We want everyone to be self-sufficient. There was a person who wanted to do this. Who was it? It was Rabbi Yeshiva. Some say the person, the friend who prohibited Rabbi Yeshiva from doing this, Rabbi Akiva. Statement by Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman beitim Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Ma'ikra. What's the basis for this? V'chol asher titen li aser esrenu lach. Anything that Hashem gives me, I will take out aser asrenu. This is interpreted to mean aser asrenu. Aser is 10%. Asrenu, 20%. The two together is 20%. That's the midrash, the drush of Rav Nachman to explain this rationale. Not more than 20%. You may not give more than 20%. Okay? So we see 20%. 10% according to the Rambam is the mimut, is the benoni. Person's average if they give 10%, and minimally you have to give a third of a shekel. Okay, so what we're going to see is this notion. Let's study a little bit further this notion of giving 10%. Okay, so let's look at the first page here. The Gemara in Masechet Ta'anit. This is a well-known Gemara, Daf Tet Amud Aleph. We studied this in Daf Yomi a few weeks ago. So the Pasuk says in Sefer Devarim, Aser ta'aser, eight kol tvuat zareacha hayotzei hasedesh shana shana. This is a reference to ma'aser sheni. Ma'aser sheni is 10% of your produce, dafka your produce, that you take to Yerushalayim, and you eat it in Yerushalayim. Now what happens if you can't schlep along all 10% of this produce? It's big, you need many trucks to do this. So what are you allowed to do? You're allowed to exchange it for money. Take that money to Yerushalayim, and then you could eat your heart out and buy food in Yerushalayim. 10%, you have to do this in the first, second, fourth, fifth years of the Shemitah cycle. Ma'aser sheni. Okay? Aser ta'aser. So, it's interesting, why this double language? Aser ta'aser. So the Gemara says as follows. Aser ta'aser, aser bishvil shetit a share. How do you become rich? By giving away 10%, you will become rich. Best investment idea. Okay? You want to make a lot of money? Give away 10%.
Ashkechei. This is to eat in Yerushalayim, though. This is not to give away.
Okay, so immediately we're seeing that this notion of giving 10% is somehow it's being broadened to, you know, there's a bigger idea here, and Tosfot is really going to flesh this out. Ashkechei Rabbi Yochanan the Yanuka, the Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan found, encountered one of the children of Reish Lakish. Amar le emeli psukech. Tell me a pasuk that you're learning. The kids used to learn psukim by heart. Okay, what pasuk did you learn today in Cheder or in Talmud Torah? So Amar le aser ta aser. He said, ah, I learned the pasuk of aser ta aser. Look at that. Amar le umay aser ta aser. He says, what does that actually mean? There's the child says to him, Amar le aser bishvil shetit asher. Give 10% so that you will become rich. Now, I don't know about you, but this sounds problematic to me. Well, I'm going to perform a mitzvah in order to become rich? Is that what this is about? It's all about me. Are the mitzvot just for my material benefit?
No.
That's what a mitzvah is, to become rich. Seriously? Doesn't sound very good. Doesn't sound like, this doesn't cohere with other ideas in Judaism, that we're doing things l'shem shamayim. What are you doing, l'shem shamayim, if it's all about you, you know, building your, building up your portfolio?
Somebody that needs it. Then
okay, so listen. So he says, so Amar le min alecha. So he says, how do you, you know, how do you know this? How do you know this to be true? That you're going to become rich if you give 10% tzedakah. Amar lei zilni say. He says, go and do a test. Go try it out. See what happens if you give 10%. Amar lo mishar le nesuya HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wait a second. Am I allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Am I allowed to say to Hashem, Hashem, look, I'm giving 10%, buddy. Where's the money? Show me the money. Right? You know that? Jerry Maguire, show me the money. Right? Where's the money, God? I gave 10%. I want to see my profit. So Amar le, hachi amar Rav Hoshaya. So this is a young child quoting this. He says, yeah, the truth is this is quoted in the name of Rav Hoshaya. Chutz mizo. Yeah, you're right. You can't test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't demand something in exchange for the performance of a mitzvah, except for this, except for Maser Ksafim. Shina Amar brings a pasuk. Heviu et kol ma'aser al beit ha'otzar. This is a pasuk from Sefer Malachi Perek Gimel. Okay, they brought all the money, all the ma'aser to the beit ha'otzar, to the treasure house. Vayi taref beveiti uvechanuni gam na bizot. Amar Hashem tzvakot im lo avtach lachem et harabot ha'shemayim v'harikoti lachem bracha ad belidai. My ad belidai. My ad belidai. Am Rabbi Chama Barab. Am Rav ad sheivlu siftoteichem milomar dai. Basically, Malachi is saying, "Bring all your things to the Beit Otzar, and I will open up the heavens for you. Until you say enough, just enough, please stop." So we see here, you're going to become wealthy if you give Maaser. So this is the Gemara, famous Gemara in discussion between Rabbi Yochanan and one of the children of or students of Reish Lakish. Now let's look at Tosfot. Tosfot, top left of the Surah sheet. Here you go, right here. Okay, Tosfot. Aser to aser. You see that? Okay. Hachaita b'sifre. This is quoted. He quotes in the Sifre. Okay. This is an agadic midrashic source. Okay. Aser to aser. Eight kol tvoat zarecha. Yotzei hasadeh shana shana. Ein liyela tvoat zarecha. Now, if I read this pasuk, it's only about tvoat. It's only about produce. Okay. Shechayav b'maaser. Ribit. Uprakmati avachol sha'are b'achim minayin. Well, how do I know that I need to also take 10% of other income, other profit, other ways that I profit from ribit, from giving interest. I profit from pragmatia, from doing business. It's not just, you know, may not just be a farmer. Chol sha'ar v'achim minayin, tam alamar et kol. So Tosfot learns et kol. So taser et kol, everything. Tahav matzid ameimar et tfuatcha mai kol, rabot ribitu pragmatia v'chol davar shemarviach bo. Okay, anything that you profit from, you need to give 10% from that. Okay, so 10% is coming from a number of different income sources. Okay, v'hachinami ika b'hagadah. It also says in the Haggadah, I'm not sure what source this is. Hayotzei hasadeh shana shana klomar. Im lo ta'aser sadcha kehogen, lo yelacha ela hayotzei min hasadeh. Klomar, lo yaseh sadcha ela kefi ma'asrot, sheyukodim lachem. Now there's a punishment involved. If you don't give 10%, then you know what you'll have? The only thing you'll have is the 10% that you would have given to Maaser. Meaning you usually make $100. Now you're only gonna make $10. Because of what you were supposed to give 10, you didn't give 10, so now all you have is 10. Okay, I know you'll say me to say this, and that's the opposite. So it's not just that you will become wealthy, you will become poor if you don't do this. Okay, and then he brings a story, ma'aseh ba'adam echad, etc., etc. Okay, so this notion of 10% then comes from aser to aser that we see from, in Sefer Devarim. And we see this broadened by Tosfot. It's not just tfuah, it's not just produce, but it's all types of income that a person has. Now, there's another source that's quoted for this. The Balei Tosfot on the Torah quote a pasuk from Sefer Bereishit, Kafchet, Kafbet. When Yaakov Avinu v'chol asher titen li aser asrenu lach, he says to Hashem, listen, Hashem, everything that you give me, when I go to Haran, I'm running away from Esav. Running away, it's dangerous. And he makes a neder, right? This is on This is in Beit El. Makes a neder, and he says, Hashem, whatever you give me, I'll give 10% to you. Aser, aser lach. So this is another biblical source for maaser. And the Baalei Tosfot say, Midrash Yaakov tiken latet maaser min hamamon. So Yaakov is the one who instituted this notion of 10%. So we found the notion of 20% by Takanat Musha. 10%, we're seeing where this comes from. And now the question by 10% is this, at what level? Is this really a mitzvah min haTorah that you have to give 10%? Meaning, is the mitzvah of tzedakah that you have to give 10%? The definition of the mitzvah is really 10%, and that's the amount that you give. Is this just like a little asmachta? An asmachta is like, it's a remez, it's a hint in the psukim, but you don't actually need to give 10%. Okay, so there is a machloket here. The Baalei Tosfot seem to suggest this is based on the Torah. Remember, it's quoting a pasuk, aser ta'aser.
Yeah. You could do the opposite.
Yeah.
If you're going to say, if you're going to make it 10%, but there's a whole lot of deductions that you started off with, you could easily then be paying more than your 10% or 20%.
How do you get to 20%? 20% of what?
You'll be paying more than 20%, mathematically. Say you earn 5,000 shekels. And you like to take off your rent, your medical, your day-to-day living expenses, you've got to have $1,000 left.
Yeah.
So now...
And you give 10% of that.
So you don't know what you're doing. So beginning day, you just marry it along the way. You earn $5,000, you're tempted to give me 500 shekels.
Oh.
Now all of a sudden you... you now should be only giving...
Okay, but that's just as long as a person's making a mistake. They may not know this, right?
And also you say you're supposed to give... less to more people.
Okay, so that's the next question we're going to deal with is who do you give to? First, you have to figure out how much do you have in your pocket to give, and then the question is who's it going to. Okay, so Tosfot seem to suggest that this is a mitzvah midoraita, and it's based on this. If you go to the source sheet, we have Shut Maharam Mirotenberg Chelek Dalet Siman Ayin Dalet. Now, Rami Rutenberg suggests, and this is also taken up by the Bach later on, Rav Yol Sirkis, that in fact, that this notion of giving 10% is only a minhag. It's a custom.
When did the Bach live?
The Bach lived in the 16th, 17th century in Krakow, Poland. I went to visit his grave. He's right by the Beit Knesset of the Ramah. Okay? Now, the Shulchan by Rami Rutenberg says as follows. Ma'ot Ma'aser, this is five sources down on page 2. Ma'od ma'aser yir'eh acharei she'achziku letitam l'aniyim ein l'shanotam l'mitzvah acher din yir'eh ki gozel aniyim. You know, once you've designated money for tzedakah, you can't give it to anyone else. And if you do, or to anything else, and if you do, it's like you're stealing from the poor people. Da'af al-pi she'eina min ha-Torah. Even though it's not from the Torah, ela minhag. It's just a minhag. It's a custom to give 10%. Hakaimalan, we believe dvarimu mutoin v'achim noagim ha-misur, yet ha-rashay la-hatren b'fneihem. Shneemar lo yachel dvarov, lo yachel midrabanan. He says, listen, but because this has become commonplace, because this has become the common practice, this notion of giving 10% cannot undo it. You have to follow through with the 10%. Okay, and he goes on to Paskin that, you can't use, because this has become sort of concretized and fixed in our psyche, in our way of life, therefore you have to give, we all give 10%, even though it is just a minhag. Okay, so this is a machloka between the Tosfot and the Marami Rutenberg, but whether it's a mitzvah from the Torah to give 10%, or is it really just a minhag. Now we get to the fundamental question of how do you determine this 10%? 10% of what? Do you take off expenses? What about mas hachnasa? What if I'm paying taxes? Mas hachnasa is income tax here in Israel. Yeah, and municipal tax, you also have to pay, right? So what if you're paying for all these things? Now, some of the money that I give for mas hachnasa, where does that go to? Some of it goes to pay for the army. Some of it goes to pay for building roads and bridges and tunnels. Where does some of that money go? Also, bituach lami, where's this money going? No? It's going for social services. It's going to help poor people in the country. So I'm giving my income tax is ultimately helping others. Perhaps I can reduce my tzedakah amount based on the tax that I pay.
Yeah, but that ultimately goes to your
herself. Do you know what
it's ah, interesting. So Bituach Lomi comes back to you at a certain point, right? Nechon, it is sort of coming back to you. Well, no, but if I'm on the upper echelons of society, it's not coming back to me. It's dafka being distributed to those. Okay, we're not talking about a road here. We're talking about things that go to social services. Right. Government paying, you know, a lot of money that we give goes to social services. Great. You know, so, okay. Now, let's look at Shut Avkat Rochel Siman Gimel. Okay, this is, over here. This is composed by Rav Yosef Kairo, who also wrote the Shulchan Aruch. And he has Sheilot Tshuvot. He has responsa. So, Al Inyan Maaser Lafrish Mi Mamono. Asher she'elatani al dvar